Welcome back, listeners. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and you're listening to Artisan Rogue Radio. So once again, using some trending topics I've seen not only amongst my creative friends and acquaintances online, I found one as of late that, you know, it's been kind of a growing source of debate and some consternation. Networking. Boy, that's such a heavy word, isn't it, networking? And the reason I'm saying that is, okay, now, you know, many of you know that, you know, I've touted and actively pushed for people to do that, you know, to go out and network, and, you know, to varying degrees of times, it's worked for me. And here's the thing, the hustle is what we have to do, especially if you're out there pushing your own ideas, stories, art, whatever it might be. I mean, you know, let's be honest, when it comes down to it, friends and family sharing or spreading your gospel is only going to go so far. You got to have it in you to shout it out from the rooftops. But see, the problem that's been growing in recent times, what with the old state of people attempting to get on, you know, followers on Facebook or Twitter, or Instagram, you know, whatever your flavor might be, it's evolved into getting backers on Kickstarter, Patreon, or maybe Indiegogo. Now, you know, I could begin to go into all that's, you know, about the ups and downs of diluting yourself across multiple social media platforms or the success and downfalls of support sites like, you know, Indiegogo, but I really want to focus on something that's a fiercely vocal buddy of mine had gone through recently. Now, he'd shared this with people on how upset he was, and rightfully so, about being, he was contacted out of the blue by somebody on his friends list whom they had wanted him to share and probably more than likely support the new Kickstarter they had going. Well, you know, what's wrong with that? You know, that's probably what you're asking yourself. Everything. Everything is wrong with that. Look, the thing is, nobody likes to have some random schmo just message them over freaking Kickstarters. Or, you know, hey, this new thing I did is now available. Please share it with your friends. In fact, some time ago, here's the thing. I had the same thing happen to me. It's actually the first real bad inclination of networking that I've had happen. It was this one guy who I've known back since my webcomic days back on Drunk Duck, you know, who was nice enough in online conversations back then, you know, and that's back when I was still thinking Pagan Zoetrope would still exist only online. So about 2 years into that whole thing, I had a chance to meet him and another fellow who I was pretty familiar with from Drunk Duck as well when I did the Chicago Wizard World show. That's the only wizard show I've ever done as well, by the way. Now, I still follow and, you know, I still support a lot of people from those days. I recently supported Walter Ostley's last book, Shiver Bureau, on Kickstarter. If you get a chance, check out his work. Fucking amazing. Just, oh man, it makes me sick how prolific that dude is. But anyway, so getting back to this, when I saw the two guys, one of them, I'm not going to drop any names on this, but I believe the two of them were either sharing a table or they were right next to each other. That's how kind of screwed up this messed me up. I couldn't even remember that detail. But anyway, one of them was really cool to me and you know, took the time to talk to me and say, oh, hey, holy crap, you know, you're from Drunk Duck. You know, and I mean, I'm standing right in front of both of them. Like, literally on the other side of the table. Like, you know, if you've ever worked Artist Alley or even been to an Artist Alley, you know, just that whole, that whole thing of being on one side of the table or the other. I mean, there's no way to possibly miss any kind of conversation. And, you know, and the amazing who the fuck are you artist, who shall not be named, he never made eye contact with me. I mean, I went balls deep into networking thinking it was my fault that someone didn't like me. So much that it affected me that whole goddamn weekend. I finally realized years later, you know, as time's passed and I've seen him attend anime panels as a guest and just be one of the most unskilled fuckers to ever grace an Artist Alley booth, that he represented the ugly side of networking for me. Now, maybe he was having an off day or whatever, you know, maybe he's a genuinely nice guy, I have no idea. But the thing is, I walked away and I took that lesson and promised myself that I would never be disingenuous with anyone like that guy had been to me. I genuinely do love to talk to people at shows. My God, the stories, meeting people who do conventions for the first time, seeing the cosplayers, that kind of natural networking, man, that's my dig. I love that sort of thing. And I challenge anyone that's ever met, you know, that ever really questions that, ask people that have met me at shows. I don't really bullshit around. I do like talking to people. But you know what? I digress. So anyway, so it's been like 11 years or so later. I'm serious. It's been a while. And it was just this last year that this guy who would not talk to me at Wizard, he messages me out of nowhere and was asking me if I'd be so kind as to help promote his new graphic novel on Kickstarter. Not a hello. Not a, hey, how are things going? Nothing. You know, I'll always buy and support from my fellow creators as often as I can. And I have a long list, I mean a physical list that I keep on my phone of people that I still have things to buy from, you know, with, you know, not withholding whatever I might make at a show or what I have on hand to spend. But here's the thing, this dude is not one of them. It didn't get bad until I got a follow-up message like 3 days later, because I didn't respond, asking if I was still able to help or if I would donate to his Kickstarter. You know, I leave his name out because a lot of Drunk Duck people still know him. Actually, some other people I know that were never on Drunk Duck know him. But I literally, and I don't like this word. I really don't. I hate that guy. And that sounds horrible. I mean, that's even saying something about myself, that I would lower myself to the point of hating somebody. And maybe it is really too strong of a word, but it's more of what he stood for and the negativity that was brought about with it. You know, because here's the thing. He came off like a shitty car salesman, or those people that freaking work too hard at being the quote-unquote cool comic guy. And goddammit, we all know at least one of those bastards. Here's the reality for me about this when it comes to networking. Number one, be yourself. Seriously, no one gives two shits about the people that I like to call walking resumes. I don't care who the hell you know. I don't care if you worked on a book with Jack Kirby's fucking urn as your inkwell. I don't care if you had a wall of crappy ass, you know, mass-produced fucking art reproductions. And yes, those are art reproductions, not prints. That is a printmaking terminology for another unique form of creating art, so let's keep it legitimate, people. And if you can naturally build friendships or even just working relationships off the fact that your skills and abilities don't have to be at the forefront, then I feel you can network in the best way possible, like a human being. Number two, do not assume that everyone cares about what the hell you are making, creating, writing, sewing, building, filming, recording, or anything like that unless you yourself believe in it first and foremost. And when you do talk about it, that it doesn't come out like some shit you orally recycled from a bleeding cool article. The truth is a ton of people are making incredible and wonderful things out there. And also, unfortunately, a lot of really subpar things. But something I have found is that if people invest in the most pivotal thing, you, the center point of it all, then you are a successful networker. Number three, people do remember that, you know, everything you will ever say and publish and write on social media or at shows, whether you want to believe that or not. I have seen some horrible crash and burns at shows where people have been called out about things they'd said about friends or idols of maybe a particular person they're talking to. You know what? Just remember to use that filter we call a brain. I saw that kind of stuff go down when KCCC broke off from Planet Comic Con, and I was just caught up in all of it, as a lot of other people were too. And for those of you listeners that don't know what I'm talking about, Kansas City used to have one giant comic show, Planet Comic Con, for many years. And then part of me just doesn't want to really know the background of it, but a group splintered off from them and formed the Kansas City Comic Con. And there was a whole bunch of shit talking, backstabbing talking. I don't know, and I don't care. There, as far as I'm concerned, it's a group of wonderful people on both sides of that zone, and that's all that matters to me. You know, it's a whole other thing, and aside from that, you have my word that I'm not going to discuss that anymore. But, you know, boy, you want to talk about some fallout that happened after that. You know, here's the messed up part about that. You know, I knew a lot of people that really talked shit about that show or the other, either one. And the funny thing is, now you're seeing them showing up at both shows. Like, nothing happened. Like, no, I never said that. Nah, people remember. We may not bring it up. We sure as hell remember. So anyway, number four. So, and this is a personal preference, but I tend not to like to lead in with a business card unless maybe the person asked for one. That said, oh my God, please have a freaking business card on hand. And here's an example. This is no shit. I was just at the doctor's the other day to get a drug test. I got a new job, working nights doing production art. And, it's the kind of drug test where, you know, everybody knows this when you urinate in a cup and then you hand it to this dude. Well, I got to talking to the guy who, you know, was doing my test. And guess what? What do you know? He needed some graphic design and some illustration done for some projects. I mean, you know, I almost didn't take my business cards with me. But I had one in my truck that I always keep there for an emergency. And I just put it in my shirt pocket just in case. Well, look what happened. And I mean, whether or not he follows up is beyond, you know, that's not the point. It would be wonderful if I do end up getting something out of that. And I'm pretty sure I will. From what we were speaking about. But even if I didn't, that's one more person that I was able to hand it to and make a connection with. But it wasn't initially that business card. I didn't walk in there and go, here, before I give you my P, here's who I am. It wasn't anything like that. Okay, so the fifth thing, I guess, is networking, or at least good networking, it's kind of like a dance competition. Now, bear with me. Some people are good. Some people dance like that saying. Some people dance like no one is watching. And some don't know how to dance, so they just fake it. Don't fake it. Be genuine. Be interested and have a truthful stance on your interaction with the people that you're reaching out to and you're meeting. It can go a long, long, long way for you, believe me. And finally, number six. This one I cannot stress enough. Do not be a fake fanboy / fangirl. I can't stress that enough. I've been there as well. Oh, my God. I was feigning interest in some other artist's work because I thought it would get me further. I only did that once, and it morally killed me. It really did. So much in that I was never able to talk to that artist again. And, man, this was like 13 years ago. You know, here's the thing. Remember that the people you're talking to and you're attempting to network with are people that, you know, just like you, have issues, anxieties, annoyances, all of that. And the last thing anyone wants to deal with is your dumbass coming around to talk trivial shit, you know, saying hello and gradually working up to more than just familiarity. It's not easy for everybody, but it's probably the best way to go about it. You know, don't feel that just because you know a lot of famous people in any industry, is that going to alone get you very far? And if it does, you're the kind of ass kiss or wannabe of the just highest fucking caliber. I don't even want to tell you to screw up because you already have. And, you know, to end this on a, you know, as one last soul, you know, clearing sort of situation, you know, that was very much the case when I was working in Hallmark. I'm not even going to lie. You know, it was one of those things where after a while you start to believe that you can either play the corporate game or whatever. And honestly, comics are, you know, a lot of those things, it can certainly de-evolve into that, where it's who you know and what you know to some degree. What you know isn't as important as who you know, because as long as you can be a pillar for somebody higher up from you and you support them, then you're going to go far. And I've certainly seen that happen with some people. And that probably explains a lot of the reasons why I'm not there. I mean, you know, that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, so yes, that was indeed a bit of a release for me, and hopefully a little bit of an entertaining episode for you guys. But, you know, this is one that I felt I had to get out, and it was building up to me, and I didn't want it to be something that I just posted on, you know, Twitter or anything else like that about. So have you guys got any thoughts on this? Well, you know, you maybe think that I was a bit harsh or maybe not harsh enough. You know what? You can comment below. You can email me at mario@mariomoro.net, or maybe even, you know, shameless plug, support me on Patreon, you know, at theartisanrogue.com, at theartisanrogue, which is also my handle on Twitter. So until next time, you all please keep it legitimate and honest in your interactions of social advances. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue, and I'll see you next time.